Zimbabwe's healthcare system is in critical condition. A ministry reaches out to a minority group fleeing genocide in Myanmar, and a mission group nears a goal that will support Christian workers on the field. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. In 2008, as Zimbabwe's economy went into meltdown, many hospitals closed. Now the country's at risk for another cholera outbreak. It's the poor and isolated who will suffer most. Global Aid Network's Charles Detter says they're responding.
Global Aid Network has purchased a mobile medical clinic. It's a 35-foot bus with medical equipment, examination room, and will be shipped this month to Zimbabwe for care, particularly in the rural areas.
The mobile medical clinic will be commissioned into service at the end of the year.
It really excites me to see that there will be opportunities to reach into those unreached communities. There will be probably a 3-month stationing of the mobile medical clinic in each rural area.
You can help.
Pray for the staff members of Life Ministry Zimbabwe. Pray for the full funding of the outreach that will take place, not only the medical outreach, but also the evangelistic outreach.
Next, to escape genocide, a minority group is fleeing across the border from Myanmar to Thailand. Thailand says the refugees have to go back to Myanmar, but Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says if they do, they'll die.
The military has been trying to annihilate these Karen people for about 60 years. And it's just escalated in the last probably couple of years. And then recently we've heard that they've really increased the attacks against the Karen people. We had heard that they were talking about wiping the people off the face of the earth by the year 2010.
60% of the people are Christians. They're trying to rebuild their churches and continue ministry, but they need help. You can support them financially. You can also pressure government leaders to do something about the situation.
The ones in the refugee camps seem really discouraged because they feel like the world has forgotten about them. And here they are suffering. The government's really harassing them and trying to kill all these people.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Christians were the target of another brutal attack in India's state of Rajasthan. Gospel for Asia says three families were worshiping as usual last week when a group of anti-Christian extremists barged in and beat them without mercy. They also beat up Gospel for Asia-supported missionary Nayan Rayo, who was leading the meeting. The extremists told the believers to stop following Jesus and ordered them to return to the gods of their village tradition. Pray for strength and boldness for these believers. Elsewhere, students from the Schofield Memorial Church Youth Group had a chance to take a mission trip to Shepherd's Ministries. However, while they ministered to the residents, it was actually the residents who taught them more. Harrison Pask, a member of the youth group, says,
"They've taught me a lot. They're so pure and so open. They've sort of taught me how to love unconditionally and everyone's special and has their own gifts."
Many of the youth had never worked with people with special needs. Both Pask and Julia Hall, another member of the youth group, said they were scared and overwhelmed. However, as they began to work with the residents, they realized God has put them there for a reason, and they began to see how God has made each person unique. Ryan Bowen, the youth leader, says,
"It's just been a blessing to watch the kids kind of dive into this ministry and be selfless and have courage and pray often and honestly that God will give them joy and strength throughout the week."
The group concluded their trip Saturday after spending a week at Shepherd's. And finally, a week from their deadline, Reach Global is under $50,000 from reaching their $200,000 challenge grant. The money will go to help their Global Vision partners and to their National Ministries Fund. These funds will help train and equip some 550 missionaries globally, as well as recruit and train new missionaries. In addition, funding will go toward relief and ongoing support for disaster-hit areas. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN has a group on Facebook. You can find a link at missionnetworknews.org to sign up. You'll get regular messages from us telling you about special reports. We have video messages and resources only available to our group members. We're also tweeting on Twitter. Find all these links and more at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.